7.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free at 855-453 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Still to come here tonight, we'll get Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. And also, you've got something from Reddit, Johnny Ray, that you found. I don't know how you came across it. How did you come across this?
It was on the freetalklive.com front page.
Fantastic.
From Rantsmo submitted it.
Thanks for that, Rantsmo. And you can do the same thing. Go to freetalklive.com. You can submit whatever content that you would like. It will then receive votes from listeners just like you. So you get to go and submit things. You can vote on things, vote them up, vote them down. And then we get to see what you like and what you think's interesting and what you might want us to talk about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com to do that. As we continue here. So tell me about...
wanted to mention that Rantsmo has been around a long time. As far as interacting on our site and stuff like that, I just recognize the name.
Yep. So tell me more about this, Johnny Ray.
It's a post on Reddit, the subreddit Change My View, which I assume is a place where people go to debate things.
Yeah, right.
And get their views changed.
To try to change their views to go to hell.
And the original poster says... I believe the government should be allowed to view my emails, basically. And I think you guys are going to recognize the sentiment as I read the original post. I have nothing to hide. I don't break the law. I don't write hate emails. I don't participate in any terrorist organizations, and I certainly don't leak secret information to other countries' terrorists. The most the government will get out of reading my emails is that I went to see Now You See It last week, and I'm excited the Blackhawks are kicking ass. If the government is able to find, hunt down, and stop a terrorist from blowing up my office building in downtown Chicago, I'm all for them reading whatever they can get their hands on. For my safety and for the safety of hundreds of innocent people, please read my emails. And this was me not too long ago. I mean, years and years, but I know where this guy's coming from. The terrorists, there are people in the country who live their lives to kill my family. They would do it if they could, and so I'm gonna I don't want that to happen, and I don't know all the ins and outs of this international intrigue, so I'm gonna defer to authority on this. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna stay alive.
That is an idea. You know, some people think that somehow or another in this area, you know, in our modern life, we have a division of labor. And you hope that your brain surgeon knows how to do brain surgery. You hope your automobile mechanic knows how to fix a set of brakes. And you know that you know how to do your job. So you hope the government, which has picked up the flag of safety and protection, well, for God's sake, they better know how to do their jobs, too. However... There's a bunch of different incentives for government than there are for automobile mechanics, brain surgeons, and likely whatever your job is. If the government messes up, they get more funding. They get more people to help. They get more. They're actually incentivized to fail. Whereas your brain surgeon, he doesn't have to mess up too many brain surgeries before he's out of business as a brain surgeon. Your automobile mechanic doesn't have to kill too many people in a wreck where he didn't get the brakes right before he's no longer an automobile mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Your law enforcement, military, and I assume intelligence agencies too, I don't have a lot of information about them, but they don't work the same way.
No, if people die under their purview, sometimes at their hand, they'll get a promotion.
Take a look at what the argument was with the CIA and the FBI with the 9/11 thing. There's, you know, all the information was there. They never put it together. Why? They were too busy trying to figure out how to read your frickin' email.
Didn't they also get a head up on the Colorado shooter and the shooter in the school or something?
I don't remember
like
the
that.
Colorado shooter. Okay,
no? Maybe. I mean, didn't somebody tell them, hey, this kid's crazy or something?
Oh yeah,
like that?
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Well, they get so much data,
right,
that they can't. They don't know what's important and what isn't. So the comments, there were many comments, you know, pro.
As there are on Reddit.
Pro and con. They started talking about curfews. They said, well, imagine there's a curfew. The only way we'll be able to communicate is on the internet. And now all of our all of our communications on the internet can be used against us. We can be jailed for this. So, but there's this one comment. It's fantastic. It's gripping. It's engrossing. It's amazing. And I will read it now.
Well, you better after that sell.
I live in a country generally assumed.
Who wrote it? Who's the commenter?
161719.
Got it.
I wonder if he just made that up.
I don't know.
I live in a country generally assumed to be a dictatorship, one of the Arab Spring countries. I have lived through curfews and have seen the outcomes of the sort of surveillance now being revealed in the U.S. People here talking about curfews aren't realizing what that actually feels like. It isn't about having to go inside and the practicality of that. It's about creating the feeling that everyone, everything, is watching. A few points. One, the purpose of this surveillance from the government point of view is to control enemies of the state, not terrorists. People who are coalescing around ideas that would destabilize the status quo. These could be religious ideas. These could be groups like Anonymous, who are too good with tech for the government's liking. It makes it very easy to know who these people are. It also makes it very simple to control these people. Let's say you are a college student and you get in with some people who want to stop farming practices that hurt animals. So you make a plan and go to protest these practices. You get there and wow, the protest is huge. You never expected this. You were just goofing off. Well, now everyone who is there is suspect. Even though you technically had the right to protest, you're now considered a dangerous person.
Yep, and there's probably a guy with a camera there taking your picture as well.
Well, look at these protests that happened in Istanbul. These are about saving parks, and the government has gone bat-ass crazy, killing people over parks.
Well, they're killing people over the fact that
they're killing people over noncompliance.
Yeah.
That is the death sentence when it comes to governments. Actually wanting your government to do what you want it to do. I mean, all these governing documents here in the United States say the government of right is a government of consent. But they don't mean it.
Well, no, I think it's a true statement. A government of right is a government of consent. These are not governments of right. These are governments of wrong. Because they're not based in consent. They harm people. They hurt peaceful people. They throw innocent people in prison, people who've never harmed other people. So I can't imagine they would dare claim that they were a government of right.
Yeah, the commenter here is saying, let's say this happens, let's say that happens. It develops that these are everything that he describes as things that happened.
Okay.
And yeah, somebody went to some kind of protest about animals, about farm animals, and some ugly stuff came out of that. Continuing, with this tech in place, the government doesn't have to put you in jail. They can do something more sinister. They can just email you a sexy picture you took with a girlfriend. Or they can email you a note saying that they can prove your dad is cheating on his taxes. Or they can threaten to get your dad fired. All you have to do, the email says, is help them catch your friends in the group. You have to report back every week, or your dad might lose his job. So you do. You turn in your friends, and even though they try to keep meetings off-grid, you're reporting on them to protect your dad. We've seen that here in Keene, New Hampshire. We have a friend who's in jail right now stemming from some consequences happened to him because he refused to participate.
He did. Now, thankfully, they weren't putting pressure on him from another source, which is a real good way to you know, reach somebody and get them to do your bidding, which is to threaten mom or your lover or wife or whatever. In the case of Rich Paul, who you're referencing, that they just threatened him directly. They didn't try to put leverage on his parents or anything like that. But either way, it's still an insidious task.
Sure. Number two, let's say number one goes on. The country is a weird place now. Really weird. Pretty soon a movement springs up like Occupy, except it's bigger this time. People are really serious, and they're saying they want a government without this power. I guess people are realizing that it is a serious deal. You see on the news that tear gas was fired. Your friend calls you frantic. They're shooting people. Oh, my God. You never signed up for this. You say, F it. My dad might lose his job, but I won't be responsible for anyone dying. That's going too far. You refuse to report anymore. You just stop going to meetings. You stay at home and try not to watch the news. 3 days later, police come to your door and arrest you.
Hold that thought. There's more, yes?
Yes.
We'll continue with this post. Someone who says they were involved in the Arab Spring. It sounds like they're relating some of their experiences. You can share yours. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, wheat fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there on the site. They are free, and those features include archives. Archives going back for years. They're all on the house. You just go click and download and get as many as you want. Going back to late 2006, you can get them right from the front page of the site. The last week's worth are right there at the top. Also, you can click into the archives section to delve back deep into those archives. Plus, you can go to our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Use any one of those share buttons on your favorite episodes. Share it out with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. Grab the archives.
Healthy prostate has lots of benefits. You don't have to use the bathroom nearly as often. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night. An operation that should take 20 seconds doesn't take 10 minutes. PT9 from Chamonix has six natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to help you to maintain a healthy or even, you know, improve prostate health. In fact, PT9 also has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels. All in one pill. Prostate and testosterone. You can get this natural formula that can help you enjoy your days and your nights better. Boost your testosterone for better libido and performance. Give them a call at 800-543-5833. The number is 800-543-5833, and if since PT9 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and six-month money-back guarantee, why aren't you calling 800-543-5833? It's 800-543-5833.
All right, so we continue here. We will take your calls. We want to make sure we get through Johnny Ray's story here from Reddit, where it was actually posted to the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. You can do that, too. Just go over there and get interactive. But it's somebody who says they were involved in the Arab Spring. They're talking about the curfew and what it really means to live underneath this, what the real intentions of it are. And do continue, Johnny Ray.
Yes, there's a comment from a college student who went to a protest protesting cruel treatment of animals on farms. And I'm thinking that in this country that he was in, government was heavily involved in agriculture, as it is in our country. So he went to a protest. Now these people at the protest, just because they're willing to show their faces and speak their minds, they are showing themselves to be squeaky nails and possibly dangerous people, enemies of the state, potential enemies of the state. So this kid who was a college kid, he gets recruited to spy on his friends.
Or else they're gonna fire his dad or something like that. Pull some strings and economically harm his family.
Precisely.
Which is very similar to what happens with sex slavery, by the way, where, you know, young girl runs away from home, she gets picked up by some Russian pimps, they then move her to the UK or wherever it is that, you know, they're going to pimp her out, and they tell her, look, girly, if you run away, we're going to kill your sister or your brother or your dad or somebody that she cares about. And
right.
Look, we know who your parents are, and we're going to have them killed if you try to escape.
So the story's from an Arab Spring country, and things deteriorated in that country. It turned into a weird place, as the commenter says, with people ratting out their neighbors. So he gets in with them, and he starts supplying the government authorities with information about his friends. Then there's a meltdown, and people get killed, and he says, I'm out. I can't be a part of this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You stay at home. This is his words again now. You stay at home and try not to watch the news. 3 days later, police come to your door and arrest you.
Mm.
They confiscate your computer and phones, and they beat you up a bit. No one can help you, so they all just sit quietly. They know if they say anything,
they're next.
They're next. This happened in the country I live in. It is not a joke. 3, it's hard to say how long you were in there. What you saw was horrible. Most of the time, you only heard screams. People begging to be killed.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry to break in. The guy that prompted this post that said, oh, I don't have anything to worry about. The government looks at my emails. All they'll see stuff is about recipes and the Blackhawks. I mean, it's that kind of person that allows a country to dip into what this person's talking about.
Yeah, it's a move to move forward inch by inch.
And Thomas Jefferson said, I don't know why I give his quote any more credence than what's obvious, but basically the quote is something to similar. It's a natural course of things for the government to grow and for liberty to yield. And that's what happens, because the vast majority of people will say, shut up, sit down, quit complaining about the government looking at your emails.
Well, even
I don't want to hear it. Shut up. My life, get out of line. You know, I mean, they'll shout you down.
Well, not only is that true about the, a lot of people, but even within the liberty community, the lack of courage is pretty commonplace. I mean, people, boy, I've got a family, and I can't take any kind of risk for freedom. So, yeah, maybe they won't snitch anybody out, but they're also not actually doing that much to advance these ideas. So we really need people with courage to get in the same place, the same physical location, and that way we can have a real effect. We're already starting to see that work here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and that's why the FBI is investigating us and has been for several years, because they know that this is a real threat to the state and the status quo.
I think getting active is a great thing, especially if you get active in a good fashion. There's a lot of bad activism I've seen throughout my life. But the very fact that you tell just speaking up is enough, as far as I'm concerned, because there's too many people that will say what this person said, which is, oh, yeah, you know, look through my emails. Please, for the love of God, look through my emails. Hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, the government should be able to look through your emails if you want the government to look through your emails. But I don't want them looking through my emails, and thank you very much for shutting your trap about them looking in my emails. You've got no right to my emails.
Love the passion, Mark. Most of the time, you only heard screams. This man has been arrested. He's in jail. People begging to be killed. Noises you've never heard before. You were lucky. You got kicked every day when they threw you your moldy food. But no one shocked you. No one used sexual violence on you, at least that you remember. There were some times they gave you pills, and you can't say for sure what happened then. To be honest, sometimes the pills were the best part of your day, because at least then you didn't feel anything.
Wow.
You have scars on you from the way you were treated. You learn in prison that torture is now common. But everyone who uploads videos or pictures of this torture is labeled a leaker. It's considered a threat to national security. Pretty soon, a cut you got on your leg is looking really bad. You think it's infected. There were no doctors in prison, and it was so overcrowded. Who knows what got in the cut? You go to the doctor, but he refuses to see you. He knows if he does, the government can see the records that he treated you.
This is now after he's out?
Yeah.
Of prison? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he was arrested, held for presumably several days. Yeah, exactly. Even you calling his office prompts a visit from the local police.
Wow. We'll continue with more, yes?
Oh, yeah.
In moments from the Arab Spring, one man or woman, not real clear, expressing their experience. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nobody said this freedom thing was going to be a cakewalk. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. We tonight includes Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And the website again, freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got them. Live streams, they're there. You can get three different size bit rates. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the stream. They're available around the clock, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing for you at listen.freetalklive.com. You can listen, of course, in your favorite device. Plus, there's radio, over 115 great radio stations on AM and FM from coast to coast. Get the full list at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, our satellite listening options include XM satellite radio, as well as the free-to-air KU band channel, where we are heard all week long and all 3 hours, and it's free. So all you have to do is just buy the equipment once, and there's no monthly fee on free-to-air. And that's brought to you by Bitcoin. In fact, we're getting ready to re-up for another three-year agreement with the free-to-air provider. So that's exciting. We've been doing that for 3 years now. And there's some radio stations, actually, that pull us down from free to air. It's pretty neat. Webcam, listen lines, you can go and listen in whatever way works best for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Johnny Ray sharing a post by a number, someone who is referring to themselves as what was sounding like a six-digit number on Reddit.
Right.
They are not identifying themselves because it sounds like they've been through a horrific experience. Having been active during the Arab Spring and targeted because they decided to stop assisting the state. The people in the state threatened this individual, threatened their father,
with getting him fired if they, this individual did not do his bidding, or the state's bidding, rather. And they at one point decided to stop doing the state's bidding because they noticed that the state was actually hurting people.
Yeah, killing people, shooting tear gas and bullets in a big protest.
So then they disappeared him to a prison where he was not taken well care of. He didn't do as badly as some of the prisoners, but he also didn't do too great. And apparently he got out with some sort of an infection, tried calling a doctor. The doctor didn't want to see him.
Right, the doctor didn't want to see him because he was afraid, because he knew that they knew who he was, mm-hmm. and if he saw him, then he would be linked to him, this undesirable. And why am I telling this story? Because this story comes from Araby, and I live in America. So why do I think it's of concern to all the American listeners? Well, I think that America is a textbook example of an empire in decline, mm-hmm. and things, as long as the people here put their faith in the government to make their life better, things are going to get worse and worse, and people are going to get desperate, and people are going to get protest, and they're going to be seen more and more as a threat to the people running the show, the government people, and the government people are going to tighten down the screws and try and make them docile so that they can just get a handle on this thing, and then we'll give you your freedom back. But for now...
That's how it goes. And, I mean, it's actual...
Except the hitting the freedom back part.
No, you can point at American history where this has happened. You can say that, yes, there were suspensions of habeas corpus during the Civil War, and then those things came back. You can say, yes, there was the Alien Sedition Act. What was it during World War One? I'm sorry. There was a suspension of civil rights during World War One that returned post World War One. During World War Two, there were suspensions of civil rights that returned. There was rationing of fuel and all kinds of things.
What about during your lifetime? Have you been getting more free over time?
You know, I'd say that there's a few things that have happened in my lifetime that have given more freedoms
overall.
Overall, I'd say no, especially a post-9/11 world. At this point, we're in the middle of a war, right?
I'm not fighting with anybody.
As far as the government's concerned, this nation is at war
with a phantom.
Yeah. Look, I don't care. As far as the people and the government and the flag-worshipping statists out there, there are crazy Muslims that hate us for our freedom, and they want to do whatever they can do to kill us and our way of life, right? And until those people are gone, and they'll never be gone, because as long as you use remote-control airplanes to assassinate people's toddlers, those people are going to hate your guts. They're going to hate the guts of anybody who allows their nation to murder indiscriminately. And some of those people that hate your guts are going to pick up arms and they're going to do something about it. So you're always going to have more terrorists.
And therefore, more excuse for the government to continue cracking down. Now, more to the story, Johnny Ray.
Yes. You decide to go home and see your parents. Maybe they can help. This leg is getting really bad. You get to their house. They aren't home. You can't reach them no matter how hard you try. A neighbor pulls you aside, and he quickly tells you they were arrested 3 weeks ago and haven't been seen since. You vaguely remember mentioning to them on the phone you were going to that protest. Even your little brother isn't there. 4. Is this even really happening? You look at the news, sports scores, celebrity news. Mm. It's like nothing is wrong. What the hell is going on? A stranger smirks at you reading the paper. You lose it. You shout at him. F you, dude. What are you laughing at? Can't you see I've got an effing wound on my leg? Sorry, he says. I just didn't know anyone read the news anymore. There haven't been any real journalists for months. They're all in jail.
Wow.
Everyone walking around is scared. They can't talk to anyone else because they don't know who is reporting for the government. Hell, at one time, you were reporting for the government. Maybe they just want their kid to get through school. Maybe they want to keep their job. Maybe they're sick and want to be able to visit the doctor. It's always a simple reason. Good people always do bad things for simple reasons. You want to protest. You want your family back. You need help for your leg. This is way beyond anything you ever wanted. It started because you just wanted to see fair treatment in farms. Now you're basically considered a terrorist, and everyone around you might be reporting on you. You definitely can't use a phone or email. You can't get a job. You can't even trust people face-to-face anymore. On every corner, there are people with guns. They are as scared as you are. They just don't want to lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be labeled as traitors. This all happened in the country where I live. You want to know why revolutions happen?
I want to know what happened to his leg.
Be Because presumably it healed. I don't think he goes into it.
Thank
He's
God.
Still there. He's typing on Reddit, so.
Hold on. He is still there. The leg. Yeah. Legs don't type, Ian.
True. Also, this story may be about someone he knows. You want to know why revolutions happen instead of him himself.
Well, it's certainly moving.
Little by little, things get worse and worse. But this thing that is happening now is big. This is the key ingredient. This allows them, this being the
NSA?
Yes, the sweep of all the emails, all your data. This is the key ingredient. This allows them to know everything they need to know to accomplish the above. The fact that they are doing it is proof that they are the sort of people who might use it in the way I described. In the country I live in, they also claimed it was for the safety of the people. Same in Soviet Russia, same in East Germany. In fact, that is always the excuse that is used to surveil everyone, but has never once proven to be the reality. Maybe Obama won't do it. Maybe the next guy won't, or the one after him. Maybe the story isn't about you. Maybe it happens 10 or 20 years from now.
And by the way, the next guy, the guy after, will be 10 or 20 years. This is the point that I always, it amazes me. Right now, the Democrats want to get rid of the filibuster in the Senate. And this, it's like these politicians can't see 2 years down the line. I mean, this is just what, I mean, if you give a power to Obama, these same Democrats that were, you know, caterwauling when Bush got the Patriot Act through. Mm. They don't care that Obama's doing it. These people are calling this dude out and calling him a partisan, demanding the head of Snowden. And, I mean, they're just disgusting to me. And they can't see the next president is going to be a Republican or the president after that. We're going to have a Republican president in our lifetimes, you short-sighted nincompoops, and they're going to do something that you don't like with these powers that you turned over to the Democrats because you love Democrats.
Barack Obama isn't doing anything really differently than George Bush. He's just amping it up. Every president
not
just
to the Democrats, though.
Just cranks up the tyranny past the one that they've surpassed.
I agree with you completely.
How close are we to the end of this?
Close.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here in moments. 855-450-FREE and take your calls and thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up shortly. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. Also, you can Skype us. The Skype username is lrn.fm or Free Talk Live next.
~150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a free bumper sticker, and the details are there on how to do that, plus other things like downloadable flyers and graphics, like web graphics you can use maybe as a banner on your website. If you really enjoy Free Talk Live, those are some of the things you can do to help us, and there's more listed there at promote.freetalklive.com. Again, promote.freetalklive.com.
More than 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment. BitcoinStore.com. BitcoinStore.com has items of 0% markup from Ingram Micro, the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. These are items like tablets and laptops and flat-screen TVs, desktops, whatever consumer electronics items you need, they've got it at BitcoinStore.com, plus lots of other items. And those items are probably going to be less than you're able to find anyplace else on the Internet, by a good little margin. You know, there's not a big margin in consumer electronics, but by a good margin. The catch, you've got to buy them with bitcoins, because bitcoinstore.com doesn't take anything but bitcoins. It's bitcoinstore.com.
Let's go to the phones here in a moment, but Johnny Ray finishing up the story from the Arab Spring first about a man or woman who was arrested after they refused to continue cooperating with the state and turning over information on their friends. They were taken to a prison. They did not have a very good time there. Leg got infected with something. They were being force-fed pills and all other manner of horrific treatment and hearing things that were even worse going on there. Very frightening stuff. But continue.
Yeah, they got out. They went looking for their parents. Their parents had disappeared. And he says that the NSA data surveillance is an example of how this is going to happen to you if you don't do something about it. Maybe this story isn't about you. Maybe it happens 10 or 20 years from now when a big war is happening or after another big attack. Boston? Maybe it's about your daughter or your son. We just don't know yet. But what we do know is that right now, in this moment, we have a choice. I'm not so sure that we do, speaking for Johnny Ray. Are we okay with this or not? Do we want this power to exist or not?
You know, for me, the reason I'm upset is that I grew up in school saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I was taught that the United States meant liberty and justice for all. You get older, you learn that in this country we define that phrase based on the Constitution. That's what tells us what liberty is and what justice is. Well, the government just violated that ideal. So if they aren't standing for liberty and justice anymore, what are they standing for? Safety? Ask yourself a question.
By the way, you'll hear so often that you know, men and women in the military fought and died for these freedoms. But the men and women in the military are the excuse that they use to go after these whistleblowers that, in fact, are standing by these freedoms. They're operating by these freedoms. So it's this interesting sort of cyclical behavior. We need to start a meme in this culture that, you know, whistleblowers have stood up and gone to jail for these freedoms.
What are they standing for? Safety? Ask yourself a question. In the story I told above, does anyone sound safe?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make anything up. These things happened to people I know. We used to think it couldn't happen in America, but guess what? It's starting to happen. I actually get really upset when people say, I don't have anything to hide. Let them read everything. People saying that have no idea what they're bringing down on their own heads. They are naive, and we need to listen to people in other countries who are clearly telling us that this is a horrible, horrible sign, and it is time to stand up and say no.
Thanks for sharing that, Johnny Ray. And that is linked to, Mark, you posted it on our Facebook page, and the Twitter is also on the front page, freetalklive.com. Thanks to Ransmo for submitting it. Let's go to the phones. Paul is in Butte, listening to KXTL. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
When I woke up this morning and I looked at the news, 69% of the people were in favor of the NSA, according to a poll.
Did you say 56?
69.
Pew Research came out with some. 69 may have been some subset. What I heard was the Pew Research did a poll, and overall it was 56% said, okay, no, well, not no problem. Okay, if it'll make me safe, I'm for it. And that's why New Hampshire is the answer.
Yes, brother. No doubt.
I was completely shocked by that, and I thought to myself, well, we have our charismatic leader who can't seem to ever drop in polls, no matter how many of these scandals seem to show up, and I thought to myself, we're dropping in, we're becoming a fascist country, but I don't know what to do, so I kind of need a beginner's primer. You said make your voice heard, but what, do I write to John McCain? That won't do me any good. And
right. Yeah, the politicians aren't going to be the solution here. The politicians are the problem, and whatever the next batch, you know, what some newbie coming in at the next election isn't going to change anything either. Anyone looking to Washington, D.C. to solve the problems that Washington, D.C. created in the first place, I think, is really wasting their time. Solutions? I got one. Johnny Ray just referenced it. He suggested New Hampshire. But what's really going on in New Hampshire is what needs to be explained, and that is the Free State Project. For people that love liberty, for people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, even people that are different from you, and that freedom means the ability to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anyone else. If you've got a similar belief system to those concepts, then it would behoove you, I think, to get together with other people who think like that. And that's what the point of the Free State Project is. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. I think the idea of concentrating people who believe in liberty and who are willing to actually do something about it, because it's one thing to believe in it, it's another thing to take action on your beliefs, to get those people who are willing to take action together. We're seeing it already works here with over 1,000 people, over 1,100 already here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you and I moved from Florida. Johnny Ray moved up from North Carolina. And people are coming from all over the place to come here and get active. People are already getting elected in New Hampshire. I was just at a court hearing today. Well, State Representative Mark Warden came out and sat at the court hearing. In fact, it was kind of interesting. At one point during the court hearing, there was just kind of a light moment when the city attorney for the city of Keene, who's suing us with this ridiculous lawsuit over the Robin Hooding thing, actually made a statement about how we're in New Hampshire, Your Honor, and this is a and there aren't very many laws here. And I said something like, and we like it that way. And the judge kind of smiled. So things are different here. And the more liberty people we can get in the same place, the better off we're going to be. Paul, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Patrick listening in Texas. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live, tuned in via XM.
Not only do they have the ability to go through your email, but they also have the ability to see who you're getting mail from and who you're sending mail to, because every time you send a piece of mail, it gets a picture taken of it and stored in the computer. So, like, say if you get gold from Midas Resources, they know that. If you read Lyndon LaRouche's newsletter, they know that. And I think that's even just every bit as creepy as the email thing.
Yeah, that's insidious. Yeah. And that was information that just came out recently about the post office taking photos of every piece of mail, right?
Yeah, that's how they caught that person that supposedly sent the Ryson letter to Washington, D.C.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
very
crazy
scary
stuff. Thanks for sharing that, Patrick. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jay. He's in Massachusetts. Jay, speaking of people who might come up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I heard you're looking at some properties in Winchester, just south of here in Keene. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it's still the case. Actually, a good friend of mine owns it, and I stay there a lot, actually, when I go up to Keene.
It's nice to have people on your side, you know. It's nice to have people come back you up when there's something happening, like we did here in Keene today, where we packed a courtroom full of people during this Robin Hood hearing. You coming up for Pork Fest, too?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be there, yes.
Fantastic. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, a guy called about a kid not having a Social Security number from out west there. And, well, my father blessed me with the same. Me and none of my brothers have SS numbers, and my youngest brothers... My youngest two brothers don't have birth certificates, and neither do my nephews.
Wow.
And we all drive without licenses. And there's in Massachusetts, I probably personally know about 30 or 40 people in the same situation as me. And in fact, my next lawsuit will be against the Registry of Motor Vehicles over basically giving us a hard time over not having licenses.
I wish that all of the freedom to travel people would come up here and to New Hampshire and, like, let's have a freedom to travel evolution here where people just reject these government permission slips and just drive where we want to go without asking anybody's permission. I love that idea.
Well, there's another guy named Dave who he'll be up there. You'll meet him at Pork Fest, and he's one of us, and he's been very successful. In fact, we call him Driving Dave just because of that.
Cool, man. You'll have to introduce him to us, and maybe we'll have him on Free Talk Live as a guest. We've always got interesting people talking to us during the show. Jay Noon, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to Pork Fest. It's coming up in just days. We're going to start the broadcast on Sunday night. Of course, we'll continue here from our Keene studios. Till then, it has been Ian here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealSwitchClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous account, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealSwitchClubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealSwitchClubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.